The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Greg Peters later on this morning on the phone the program. Some technical difficulties from his kitchen table yesterday, apparently, so he'll be calling in today.
Wobbly leg or something on the table?
Maybe. Maybe it's something had to be fixed in the broadcast unit there. His phone.
Yeah.
And Stephen Michael Quezada. His character on Breaking Bad was his, what was his first name again?
Gomez,
that's right. Yeah.
Hank's partner,
correct. Yeah. He's with Nick this weekend. A couple places, right, Nick?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. I think Heather Jones is with him tomorrow night. I'll be at JNR's in Shenandoah tomorrow night.
Okay. Shenandoah, Iowa. So check him out. He's going to phone the program a little later on.
Yeah, he's a dude. I've been thinking about, you know, just meeting this guy. To meet anybody in Breaking Bad, I was almost like a mythical aura around them.
Exactly,
like,
right.
Oh, you were in that. And it seems like that show is so good that it seems like a real thing that happened.
Yeah, it does. It was such a great show. And it's right now that, now give me the two stars' names again. Jesus.
Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul.
Yeah, they got that tequila together, and they've been on these private parties. And there's video of those guys behind bars drinking shots with fans.
Man.
That's pretty cool. You know they're getting Aaron Paul to say bitch all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I think those guys have actually, like, they're actually best friends.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
That's why they went into business together.
Like,
I think
Bryan Cranston is like Aaron Paul's kid's godfather
I think you're right.
Aaron Paul's cool, but Cranston's pretty incredible for range that he has.
No, that show is amazing.
Read his book, Nick.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston put out a book a few years ago, and I read it, and it's a really good book.
This for some reason, reading a book just seems so daunting.
Yeah.
It was an easy read.
I know. I need to.
It's like
run a half marathon. Like, I'll start in on that, I guess.
Yeah.
I just start running around the block at first, or I don't know.
I don't know. Running stupid, don't do it.
When I'm reading, I don't know why, I'm not reading anything important on the phone.
No, I got to read all this crap for the show, so that's what I'm doing too much of, you know, but I have to.
It is a mistake to sit down on the toilet with my phone.
Oh, well, I do it.
I'm just there.
Yeah. Yeah. Who goes to the toilet?
Without their phone.
Without their phone.
Yeah.
Well,
psychopaths.
I try not.
And before phones, I had to have a magazine or newspaper in there.
I'm not reading while I piss, but if
no,
I'm sitting
not when
down,
I'm peeing, no,
it
no,
just takes forever.
I bring the phone.
Oh, because you end up knowing
you end up reading and reading. Yeah. Oh, I got to look at that before I shut the phone. I got to look at that.
That's why I usually just poop in a beauty supply store in Wichita when I have to go.
That's good.
I plan ahead, drive 6 hours, and poop there. Now, you said they proved she didn't wipe, Todd?
Well,
according to Facebook here. This is the Wichita Police Department's Facebook page.
Right.
And Colleen had asked about the pooper trader. This is a thread with about 700 comments.
Oh, really?
About the pooper trader.
700!
I just want to know how she wiped or did she just pull her pants up and make a run for it with her cheeks squelching the whole way?
Squelching.
And, no, that already came out, so why squelch?
The Wichita Police Department responds,
did they?
She didn't wipe.
Oh, we don't, and, the Wichita
I was
cops
wondering
are cool, man.
How they would know, and then Craig pointed out, oh, they looked at video.
Right.
So they saw her dump. It must have come out clean.
I know.
And then just
sometimes
pull
they
her leggings That's back up.
Yeah, pretty optimistic.
Yep, yeah, yep.
Yeah. Yet they decided not to release the video to us.
Right.
That's not fair.
It's too bad.
It's very fair.
I mean, of all the stuff I want to see, I want to see that.
Oh,
I
don't, no.
Really?
I'm not watching Faces of Death, but I'll watch Faces of Poop in a heartbeat.
I don't want to see Faces of Poop.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, that's,
I don't want to see a whole compilation, but this one.
Leave that up to the people. It's public. She did it in public.
Freedom of information, damn
Thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a good point. We should file for that.
Flag it with a not safe for work.
Not safe for anything.
Right. If you were a news organization, and I guess we are the media, we probably could file for that.
I know we could.
If you really wanted to see it.
Freedom of information.
If anybody should, Kelly Clarkson should.
Oh, yeah.
And have her on the show.
Right.
I mean, like, was there not a trash can around?
I feel you.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I feel you. Right. Yeah. You're right. Do it in a trash can.
Yeah. Speaking from experience, right. If that happens, he's got to find a trash
Put
can.
Put your fat ass up on that trash can. Sorry, that's Kelly Clarkson talking, not me.
Yeah, sitting on the toilet with the phone, there's been times where I feel my legs falling asleep,
me
but
too.
I'm like, oh, I should get up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll just, like, I'll cycle through it.
Right.
They'll go away, like, oh, I guess I got more time.
Like I did it this morning already. And I'm scrolling. I went, oh, looks like Sam Cooke retired. Right.
It's weird to me when I walk in. When,
I learned a lot.
Especially like public bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll hear people on the phone.
I don't get that.
In there.
I don't get in a public bathroom talking. I don't get that.
I don't either.
Not in the toilet.
And it happened at the last building.
It happens here. It happens here all the time.
And I've heard, and they're just like, they're having a work conversation.
Right.
I've heard it more than once in this building, too.
And we don't know a lot of those people in there. Because
we don't know any of those people
bathroom.
In there.
No.
Right.
And you can tell when you're on the phone with somebody who's in the bathroom because it echoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody can hear you.
But, I mean, if it was a personal call, if it was your wife or something, okay, maybe I get it.
And make it quick, right.
But the sales figures are looking good this quarter. It's like, what? You can't wait 5 minutes for that?
No. Why do you say quarter? Like, quarter.
If the wife calls, you just text back, pooping.
Pooping. I do it all the time. Yeah, I do it. I say pooping.
The other day, in this bathroom here, there was a bunch of noise coming from the stall.
Right.
I was like, man, that guy's having a rough one. Something's going on.
Was it Todd?
Although he walked out with a toddler.
Oh.
He was like helping a kid go to the bed. And I was like, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
I got it.
I thought this guy was dying.
Right. Struggling.
Yeah.
that guy's turds are crying. That's weird, man.
So, Todd, when you looked into Sam Cooke, the punter.
Yeah, from Nebraska and the Ravens.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw this yesterday, and at first I thought not much of it.
Great punter for years.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they say, great punter. Yeah. What's a great punter? You know, sure.
Well, a great punter's a great punter. He was a great punter. Keep a job for 16 years punting, that's your good punter, man.
He's a guy that flips the field.
And
it's
the way,
a built-in advantage.
I hated him for years playing with the Ravens, but I know he's a good punter, man.
Right, if he can give his team or the other team bad field position, then you're a good punter.
And he's a good Nebraska boy, born and bred, by the way.
In the listening area.
It's hell of a lot more than just that.
All right.
I looked into this. He's considered an innovator in punting circles. He created an assortment of kicks that caused problems for returners to make a clean catch. He had a hook punt that dropped in the shape of an S and a knuckleballer that was even harder to field. He sometimes torqued his body such that it looked like he was punting to the right side of the field when he was actually angling the punt to the left. There's college punters that refer to certain trick punts as Cook hooks.
I know, that's cool.
He's been referred to as the best holder in the history of football, according to former Ravens special team coordinator Jerry Rosberg.
See, I've never seen
He set up kicks for three Pro Bowl kickers, Matt Stover, right. Billy Cundiff, and Justin Tucker, who's the most accurate field goal kicker in NFL history.
Yeah.
I've never seen that list.
He is also the Ravens' all-time leader in passer rating. He's completed 7 of 8 passes on fake punts for 82 yards in a rating of 109.4.
Teammates consider him
one of the best athletes on the team. He showed his agility when he scored a 7-yard touchdown off a fake field goal in 0-12.
Yeah, and screw him.
Sounds like a Hall of Famer.
No, he's great. He's great.
And he made almost $34 million in 16 years just hanging around punting.
Right, yeah. And probably got hit three or four times.
Right.
So yeah. I was schooled when I looked up this guy yesterday.
Yeah. You know, I never thought somebody's got to be the best holder.
Is he going to come back and live here? That's so stupid.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to come
you
back.
You hate the Ravens.
No.
With that money?
That kind of money?
Yeah.
Seward. That kind of money?
He's probably got kids in Baltimore in school. Are going to stay there?
I
thought it was York somewhere.
I got Seward.
Just west of
the thing I saw was Seward. Yeah.
Was he like all world?
No, I don't hate the Ravens. I do hate the Ravens.
Yeah, but, you do.
Yeah. Wonder what position he played in high school. I'm sure he punted.
He could have played
everything.
Kicked a little bit.
He probably played offense and defense. Yeah. Most guys who make it to the NFL as a punter.
A good athlete.
Are athletes.
I also read he was the second to last guy still active from his draft class.
Well, yeah, punters would
Brady?
Be.
Yeah.
It's actually a guy who plays for the Packers, Mercedes Lewis, a tight end.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Yeah. He played for Jacksonville forever.
06, I think.
Yeah.
Is when he started.
Yeah.
It's always amazing when people can find something new with that because people have been punting for forever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what about this? What about that?
Yeah.
Well, they finding didn't even a new know you punt. Could do that.
Yeah.
You kick it. Oh, really? You can make it kick it, you make it go in an S, I'm not or sure it goes this way or that way?
I'm not sure if it's his invention. Probably is, but all those punters now are flipping it backwards so it doesn't go forward, and that's an amazing thing.
You see the rugby-style punt now?
Yeah.
It's just the way their foot comes across the ball.
Yeah.
Like I know Bill Belichick.
Believe
likes
me, I
to
like
have.
I like when he was on the field because the Ravens were 3 and out. So yeah, I'm glad he punted
a lot. Of the Ravens, but he's the one you'd rather see on the field.
Damn right.
Right. Belichick and a couple other coaches prefer left-footed punters because the ball spins differently and the returner will react differently. Some returners don't like catching a ball that comes from a left-footed punter. Because they're not used to it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I didn't know there's so much that goes into it. When they like run off to the right, I'm like, oh, it's a run punt.
Right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Teach your kids to be punters.
Did he become too expensive like John Ryan? Because that's why Ryan left the Seahawks. He was just too expensive, man.
The Ravens drafted a punter.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did. It was his time.
That means it came too expensive then.
Yep.
Yeah, but they didn't say he was released or anything. It just said he was retiring.
Okay,
so.
All right. Maybe he was on his own. Yeah.
He didn't want to move to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And who does?
Craig Peters.
Yeah, Craig Peters is going to be in Cleveland today.
Oh, we don't know that he wants to be.
Yeah.
We just know that he is.
He seems to be there by choice.
Yeah,
for a dude that's moved around as much as Craig has,
I don't think we can yell at Cleveland. We live in Omaha. I mean, I don't hate Omaha, but just don't. Todd and I have this weird thing about this, and people hate other places. It's like, why? You know, where you live here. And by the way, this city's fine. I raised my family here. My career's here. But don't, you know, come on. Cleveland's a cool town.
Yeah.
You know, Cleveland's a cool town. You know, Baltimore's a cool town. Certain areas of Baltimore, still a cool town.
I want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I want to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I just don't know what else I want to see in Cleveland. Yeah.
Craig Peters.
Yeah. I just go over to Craig's house.
Right.
Make some snow angels with him or some snow sculptures.
That'd be fun. It's now been a week since a Texas prison inmate hijacked a transport bus, crashed it, and took off running. They don't know where he is.
Yeah, that dude is murdered. He's here for life, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Hurst is he's with the prison system, says they haven't seen anything like this since the so-called Texas 7, when a group of inmates escaped and murdered a police officer. Search crews still believe this guy's hiding somewhere in a rural area between Houston and Dallas where the bus crashed.
And not with some blonde chick that's going to give you away.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Right. He's a member, by yourself, man.
He's a member of the Mexican Mafia, which is considered to be one of the most deadly criminal gangs in the world.
Yep.
In the world.
Pretty dangerous.
If he's in the Mexican Mafia, they've got to be able to get into Mexico. Yep.
That's the original fugitive. The train hits the van, right? Harrison Ford busts out then. Of course, he's innocent, you know.
The other one's a plane crash,
yeah,
right?
The second one with Wesley Snipes was a plane crash, and Wesley Snipes was the criminal.
Okay, that's right.
A former Louisiana National Guard officer was allowed to retire after a general court-martial convicted him of charges stemming from, quote, end quote, motorboating a subordinate soldier during an informal promotion ceremony.
Was it a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, because you can motorboat a guy's cheeks. Push told me that.
Hey.
Like, it's not like you said, hey, I told you that in confidence. It didn't sound like you were complaining there.
No, take
like,
it however you want.
I told you that in confidence.
Shut up.
This was what kind of ceremony?
What an ass hat. This woman busts her ass to get a promotion. She's standing there, and he goes, like that. He motorboats her?
They're in Jordan. Maybe that helped him feel more comfortable.
Sure, that's probably part of the culture in Jordan.
Oh, women have no rights there, right?
Todd, to answer your question.
Well, that's Oklahoma, too. Women have no rights now.
An informal promotion ceremony.
Okay.
Informal. Captain Billy Joe Crosby, Jr., was initially charged with abusive sexual contact and conduct on becoming an officer. He was officer in charge of an outpost in Jordan. When he learned that this junior soldier was selected for promotion, Crosby reportedly announced to her twice that he intended to motorboat her during her informal promotion ceremony.
Yeah, during the formal promotion ceremony, they twist you and then smack you on the ass.
Now then, here's the trouble with this whole thing.
I get promoted, man.
And call you sweet cheeks.
Promote me during the break.
Here's the trouble with this whole thing. This promotion ceremony, this informal promotion ceremony, she gets a rank patch. But where that is put is right in the middle of the chest.
All right.
Is where that is placed.
But she's a shirt on, so yeah.
The whole bit. But at the same time, this has been uncomfortable for women for years. They have complained about this type of thing for years. Mm-hmm. Even just the placement of, where you put this thing. And so her boss reportedly announced to her twice that he was going to motorboat her during her informal promotion because of the placement of the patch. And NCO witnessed both statements. Prosecutors described motorboating as, quote, when a person...
It's hard to spell.
When a person places his or her face with, women's breasts...
Did you look at Todd during that one?
Trying to avoid it.
And shakes his or her head back and forth while making sounds resembling a boat motor. Weeks before the assault... he told people that he was going to bring this woman with him on a driving trip to another base in Jordan because he liked looking at her...
cans.
Breasts. Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't say that,
Tees.
Of course. Yes, those.
Yeah. Boobs.
Yeah, what puss said?
Like, no matter your intentions...
Now then, the woman told the boss that she did not want this promotion ceremony, but during work the next day...
Well, yeah,
he approached her.
You get motorboated, that's why.
Yeah. Right. She said no. He approached her, told her to stand up, placed the rank in front of her chest, leaned in to grab the rank with his teeth, placed his face between her breasts, and vigorously moved his head back and forth while still holding the rank with his teeth.
And he lost his gig, right, didn't he?
He initially declared he would plead not guilty. He finally changed his plea after negotiating a deal that reduced the charges and protected his retirement.
Oh.
The removal of the abusive sexual contact charge, which was dismissed as part of the deal, also meant he did not have to register as a sex offender.
This is the Army? What is this?
Let's see. Louisiana National Guard.
Oh, National Guard. Okay. Yeah, because there's a bunch of articles about women being totally abused and not just
police departments,
military academies too.
Yeah. And so this guy's been sentenced to 30 days, no reprimand, no fines, no forfeitures.
Watch Louisiana National Guard.
They're fine.
Yeah,
nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Well, even just saying you're going to do that is not. Cool.
There was a, there Thank was
a,
you.
I can't find a woman. I have to type in the quote push and see if you can find her. She's a Republican something running for something or somewhere, maybe even in power, saying that women should
well, that's
have,
a lot of details. I'll find
basically
it.
Basically, the Bible gives women less rights, and that's what it should be.
It doesn't matter what the Bible says.
Yeah, well, I know. Thank you.
God, it's driving me crazy.
Right. Is there a branch of the military or law enforcement that isn't rife with misogyny and racism?
No. No, not rife. There are people, good people, but there's a lot, like you said. Yeah, she basically said women have less power and less rights, and that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, less rights.
And that is, I will say that is their interpretation of the Bible.
Yeah, but once again, like we said, we don't care what the Bible says, right?
And yeah, lead your life. If you want to do that, fine.
Right.
Go.
Right.
Worship however you want, but that doesn't mean that everybody else has to live
if
by
you
this
you
want to
go
book.
Over there and be in your place as you like to be,
and
then go over there.
Yeah,
and
do that there.
But don't make everybody else do it.
I get mad at the lefty Bible people, too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right. Oh, no, it actually says this. It doesn't matter.
I don't care. Fugelsang says it all the time. I don't care. I don't care what the lefty Bible say. I don't care what the Bible says.
It's driving me insane.
But if you're going to engage with them, you're going to have to deal with that.
But you could just say, I don't care what the Bible says.
Well, you aren't arguing with a real person then. You're just saying things.
Well, no, I'm arguing. I just don't care what you say about the Bible because I don't care what the Bible says.
I just want to be like, in God of Thunder, it says this.
Yeah, there you go.
Are we going to live our lives based off of God of Thunder?
Why not? I would.
He's born on Olympus.
Right.
Yeah. Why can't we just pick any piece of literature and go with that?
Right.
And they could deal with that.
You kind of can.
What Cat in Hat says.
Dianetics. Right. I mean, that was just a book, and now it's a religion.
Yeah, well, that's what Bible was. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I mean, you can do that. It is done.
Yeah. Out of Florida, Christine Turman thought that her trailer park neighbor's chicken had been pooping on the back patio.
Trailer park neighbor's chicken.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I am.
Got it.
I'm completely on board.
Wasn't anticipating a story about a trailer park neighbor's chicken today.
Had been pooping on the back patio. That's what Christine thought.
I'm sure it was the chicken.
Pooped a little.
So, as you do, she allegedly retrieved a bucket of pee from her bathroom and proceeded to throw the full bucket at the owner of the chicken.
Hopefully the bucket of pee was mixed with water or either way, or she just pees
at
in
the
a
owner,
bucket.
Not the chicken?
That is correct.
Did she just happen to have a bucket of urine in her bathroom?
I am thinking she dipped it into the toilet after peeing, but the fact is then it's a mixed bucket of piss.
The
bucket
struck the chicken owner in the face, causing him pain, who added that the victim was wet when we arrived and smelled of urine.
Well, it is a trailer park.
The arrest report does not indicate why Ms. Turman had a bucket of waste at the ready.
She should have tossed garbanzo beans.
She reportedly admitted to her actions after being read her rights. The boyfriend also allegedly... and she was busted for allegedly threatening the boyfriend.
If you're wet and smell like urine, isn't that just a trailer park? You know?
I thought you were going to say, we'll take that call.
That is a better answer because there are people in trailer parks that are not wet and smell like urine because, you know, there are nice trailer parks out there. You're right. Yeah. We'll take that call if you're wet and smell like urine. That's a better one.
And we'll
Thank
take
you.
Your call from your neighbor's chicken.
Right.
You're in a trailer park. And we'll talk to the chicken.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.